This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is the first time that we are sitting here doing this show with the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Usually we're sitting here slamming them. They stink. They're terrible. They got eliminated. God, we don't even talk about the Knicks in May. And here we are with an Eastern Conference Finals game tonight to talk about that I feel like they're going to smoke them. They played so well except for that collapse. And I know that sounds crazy, except for the collapse. But they did everything we wanted them to do. So tonight, I'm staying here in Jersey. I'm getting the full Jersey experience. And I'm going to be watching that game somewhere. And I'm just going to be, I just feel it, that they are not going to Indiana down 2-0 with the way that they play. I am super confident. I hope the fan base is super confident. I hope the people that go to the game are confident. And then, you know, me, I'm not the most positive fan in the world. So when this stuff happens and I feel this way, I feel like I got to say it. But, yeah, it was alarming what happened, but they're going to be okay. I really, really believe that this team's going to come out, they're going to win, and then we'll start the series in Indiana 1-1.
You know, listening to everybody after our show yesterday morning, because we're like the first guys really to get out there and talk about it. I know the overnight, you know, McMonagle was talking about it, and I'm sure the guys at MSG were talking about it. But we basically, for 4 hours, were trying to dissect what happened in the last 3.5 minutes of that game and all the different things that happened and how many different viewpoints there are of what happened in the game. And the fact that, and we tend to forget this, that in overtime, the Knicks took a 4-point lead.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they were overwhelmed in the moment, that's for sure. And they were able to fight back. And then there's all these things that come out. Did Halliburton, you know, double dribble on the last shot where he ties the score, where they have to go back and review whether or not it's a 3-point play. And just all the things that happen when it comes to like a comeback like that, and it's like a steamroll comeback where you can't stop it. And, you know, they made a lot of poor decisions, the Knicks did, in terms of time management, missing free throws, all these little things that lead up to a comeback of that magnitude. And we've never seen anything quite like it. The older Knick fan in the audience, the older Knick fan at home, the older Knick fan that's watching us right now, remembers Walt Frazier and, you know, Bill Bradley and Dave DeBuscher and Willis Reed and Dick Barnett and all those guys were able to do something like that without the 3-point shot. But because the NBA is so 3-point centric right now, that no lead is safe inside of 2 minutes. And that's the thing that happened yesterday on Monday. It was just amazing how it was just handed to, I should say Wednesday, how it was just basically handed to the Knicks the way that the Celtics handed it to the Knicks in games 1 and 2.
You know, I didn't listen a ton because I listened for the drive down to Edison and then just a little bit later in the day. But the one thing that I don't think has been focused on enough, it's what I've heard is, Halliburton and the lucky shot, the overtime, the turnovers, the Knicks blowing it. But, I mean, Nesmith was unbelievable. I keep saying this yesterday. If he was Steph Curry, if he was, you know, Luka last year when they went to the playoffs, if he was Kobe Bryant back in the day, we'd be just talking. If he was Jason Tatum, we'd be saying, hell, one of the best players in the league just crushed him. But then because it's Nesmith, we just sort of forget that this guy was unconscious, and then he was the reason that happened. He was the guy. That's so rare for someone to be that on fire at that point of the game where he kept getting the ball. And chances are that's not happening with Aaron Nesmith again.
Well, I mean, the one thing that I will say is that Fat Luka couldn't do it. So
well, he did do it. Fat Luka, yeah, last year's Luka that went to the
Fat
finals.
Fat Luka's not doing it this year, that's for sure. And they are a deep team. They are a race track team. They like to get up and down the court, which I think the Knicks actually liked.
Yeah.
But again, they also got caught up in that vortex of speed up and down the court because they forgot late in the game how to manage the clock. And, you know, maybe they fouled a little bit too early late in the game. They missed their free throws late in the game. I mean, there were so many little things that had to happen in order for the Pacers to do what they did. But I think the one thing I will say about this, and I know everybody talks about losing game one at home, what does that mean overall to the series and the Knicks' chances? This team is resilient, just like the Pacers are resilient. That's why I still think it's going to be a seven-game series. I really do believe it's going to be a seven-game series. Now, if Halliburton hits a three at the end of game seven, and then he goes and grabs his throat,
yeah,
I'm all good with that.
Yeah.
But not in game one, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but the way that the game ended, the premature choke sign, the way that the Knicks played in that, you know, the first three quarters, three and a half quarters, I almost feel better about them getting smacked around in this game one than if they had cruised to a victory. Because any time that, like, there was desperation from the other team, the Knicks have played terrible. Whether it was the two closeout games or game three at home and then the closeout game in game five, they were terrible. Closing this game out, they were terrible. So now the desperation's in their court. Like, they have to have the desperation in this game because they can't go back to Indiana 0-2. But they're going to be fine. I've never felt more comfortable with a superstar with the basketball in his hands. You know, I wasn't around with Clyde.
I'm just telling you.
Jalen Brunson. So he's going to he'll take us home. He'll be fine.
I'm a 50-year Knick fan.
I know.
50-year Knick fan.
I understand.
And there has been a lot of headache and heartache along the road.
I mean,
Met fans can talk about it. Jet fans certainly can talk about it. Islander, Ranger fans, Devil fans. We could all talk about our struggles to get to where we want to get to, and that's the ultimate championship. But the Knicks have made it so hard over the years. Even when they had Patrick Ewing, you're dealing with Larry Bird, you're dealing with Magic Johnson, you're dealing with Michael Jordan, you're dealing with Reggie Miller, for God's sake. And it was like they were close. They were so close. And then when they finally get there, who did they run into? Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler, for God's sake. So it's always been tough. It's always been a grind. And as Carl Anthony Towns did say after the game on Wednesday night, he goes, hey, we got to write our own story. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to write our story. I think they realized that. Now, whatever this brouhaha was on the bench, I think it was between he and Mikal Bridges.
Yeah.
I don't take anything away from that. That's just frustration within the body of a game, and teammates sometimes get into it with each other. Somebody doesn't rotate on defense. Somebody doesn't line up the right place on offense. You know, guys are going to be frustrated because they all want to win. This one thing about this group of guys, they want to win, and they're willing to pay the sacrifice to win. And the other guy, too, again, we always talk about kind of like the up-and-down nature of certain players. You know, at the end of the game, I didn't think Jalen Brunson was all that great, and I didn't think that OG Anunoby had a great game either. So I think Jalen, even though he was put up 42, 43 points, that's great, but you got to be able to play on the other end of the floor, and you can't turn the ball over in crunch time. That's why you're on the court.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerd. Christmas.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.